It's time for another distorted view. Test of patience.
Welcome to the world of Cadillac and to your exciting new 1985 Cimarron.
And congratulations! Cadillac is confident you will enjoy this functional, efficient, fun to drive, responsive road car.
This audio cassette, one of the many items included in the Cadillac Gold Key delivery system, is part of our Gold Key delivery commitment, in which we make sure your new Cimarron meets your every expectation.
As you can appreciate, there are many features and benefits of your new Cimarron. We encourage you to listen to this audio tape carefully as we describe some of them and how they operate.
To help you keep your new Cimarron in top operating condition, we will review recommended maintenance schedules and also point out the highlights of your 1985 Cimarron warranty. This will help you protect your investment and increase your overall satisfaction. Now, let's review some of the special features your new Cimarron offers. From where you sit in the newly designed front bucket seats, it takes only a quick glance to see how many conveniences are at your fingertips. They help you drive your new Cadillac, monitor its operation, improve your driving comfort, and control your environment. Your new Cadillac offers exceptional levels of quality and functional convenience. Controls for the power door locks are located in the panel area in front of the door handle. Directly below are the control switches for the power windows. Controls for the driver's side six-way power seat adjuster are located on the lower outboard side of the seat. Use the center toggle control to move the seat forward and rearward.
The tilt steering wheel provides additional driving comfort.
To help make your highway driving more enjoyable, your Cimarron is equipped with electronic cruise control.
To adjust the tilt position, pull the shorter lever located on the left of the steering column toward you and adjust the wheel to your desired
position.
Cruise
control is operated by switches located on the end of the turn signal lever.
Notice the turn signal lever on the left of the steering column. It provides lane change.
Your new Cimarron is equipped with a full complement of gauges, indicator lights, and reminders to provide you with complete information on how your car is operating and to alert you to conditions that require your attention. For example, your instrument panel indicators will illuminate momentarily during engine startup as a check for proper bulb operation. One of these is the brake warning light. This indicator will remain on if the parking brake is not fully released.
To the right of the headlamp control knob is the control for adjusting the electrically operated outside
rear
wheel
temperature
steering.
May be increased.
The control consists of a single adjustment
right
knob with a switch.
The position of the temperature control lever adjusts the temperature of air with the air conditioning
August 31st, 2016, coming up on the program today, reaching orgasm by fingering your belly button, plus clucking like a chicken to get your point across, singing songs about prison rape for the kiddies, and someone stole my pet ghost. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Hey, Frank, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. I'm so sorry. Thanks to Cheryl Murkowski for sending along that video. The video is actually a half hour long. I could have played the whole thing. Cheryl has been kind of obsessed with the Cadillac Cimarron for a while now, which I'm pretty sure was like a huge failure for Cadillac, because it was pretty much the same car as a Chevy Cavalier. You know how they would just like rebadge cars with just with different names? It was basically the same car. Well, that's what GM did with the Chevy Cavalier and the Cimarron. So it really wasn't a luxury car, but they tried to position it as a luxury car. It was a piece of fucking shit. Anyway, when you bought the Cimarron, you would get this audio cassette. And that's what you heard at the top of the program today. It's a half-hour audio cassette going through all the features of the 1986 Cimarron, or 84 Cimarron, whatever year this thing was produced. Just awful. Got a great program for you today, despite the first 5 minutes. It's a colossal waste of time, these tests of patience. I get emails constantly from people saying, you haven't done a test of patience in a long time. I want to hear a new test of patience. People look forward to this. And then, when I give it to them, I get angry emails. Like, you piece of shit, putting me through this for 8 minutes or however long the normal test of patience is. Hey, be careful what you wish for. All right, we've got a new fat man, and we've actually played audio from him once or twice before.
Fat.
He's interesting. He's on XTube, and he was going through, there's like a 10-part series where he doesn't really jerk off. He just sort of talks about his life. It's entitled My Autobiography. Because that's what people want when they log on to XTube, to hear someone's life story in video form. So it is kind of interesting. We've played clips, like I said before. He talks about how he sort of became a gainer. He's a very large individual. I stopped playing clips of him because it kind of got boring, his autobiography. But he's back to doing what he does best, and that is masturbating. And this video is entitled Big Belly Sex. Now, I'm a little overweight, I guess, but I can jerk off like a normal human being. Thank you very much. I use a spatula to push down on all my fat. Because I can't reach that far. I can't reach around my belly, so I have to use a utensil, right? That's how normal people jerk off, right? No, I can grab my dick, I can jerk it until completion, until it's all over my hands, and then I have to find a tissue or a sock or just lick it off. Again, the way normal people do it. But, so I'm watching this guy masturbating, and you don't really see his dick, again, because he's so fat. But it's also because of the way the camera is angled. It's, like, higher up, and it's pointed downward. So you really, and it's, like, to his side. So I really just see his chest, some of his arm, and then his big belly. I don't know what the hell he's doing. The one thing I do know he's not doing is grabbing his dick, because he's, like, feeling his belly and pushing down on things. But it sounds like he's really enjoying himself here. So, this is what I find fascinating about gainers. When they get so big, they can't masturbate normally. And it looks to me like he's using his stomach, and he's like pressing down and kind of kneading it and stuff. I think his dick is buried inside, and by pressing down on his belly, he can sort of feel his dick, maybe? Is anyone over, 400 pounds? Is this how you masturbate? Have you ever been super large? Maybe you're not super fat now. What is this guy doing? Someone explain it to me. He's also doing this thing, and I don't know if this has anything to do with his dick, right? But he's really focused on his belly button. Like, he's sticking his finger, and he can get into, like, let me see, the second, you know how, like, there's, like, I don't know what they're called, the little joints in the finger, so you got the first section of the finger. He's up to, like, the second section, up to, like, the finger knuckle, as I call it, because, again, I don't know proper anatomy. Yeah, the finger knuckle. He's up to the finger knuckle. Not the knuckle, but the middle part of the finger. And he's just pushing down on it and, like, fucking his belly button. And, oh my god, he's completely... Now he's down to the knuckle. That is a deep belly button. Now, when I press hard on my belly button, it hurts. I don't know how this feels good.
Fuck.
All right, I'm going to fast forward here because it's just a lot of him going, All right, so now he's sort of lifting up his stomach, and I can see his dick, but still, he's not paying much attention to the dick.
Like, look to me.
Wait, hold on. Let me rewind that.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Like, look to me.
Did he just say make love to me? Oh, what a pussy. Make love to me. Like, when guys are horny, they don't say stuff like that. I want you to make love to me. I want to fuck you. I want to drain my balls inside of you. That's how guys do it. You're a pussy. Again, he's just rubbing his belly, not paying any attention to his dick. He's fingering his belly button again. You're hearing him finger his belly button. Like, there's a little wetness to it.
Fuck me.
I've never had that intense of an orgasm. Like, nothing has ever felt that good. Maybe I should try fingering my belly button next time. Could you imagine, like, if you're with someone and they're working over your dick and you just start fingering your own belly button? I think you're crazy. All right.
I'm gonna come.
Okay. Great. So, this whole time he was using one hand to play with his belly button and belly, right? He had his hand pressed up against his dick, like the edge of his thumb, or the side of his thumb, just sort of like pushing the dick up, but he wasn't manipulating the penis at all, right? It was just up against it. He wasn't. And so he obviously didn't use his hand to come. It was all this belly button shit. Okay, great. Thank you. And that's how morbidly obese people masturbate. I've got one more clip, and then we will get into the news. This is a dispute between a woman and a garbage truck driver. She says that the garbage man hit her car with his truck. He says, "Lady, you're crazy. You pulled out in front of me."
What's your driver's license number?
I don't have to give that to you.
Let me see your driver's license.
You're not a police officer.
You just hit my vehicle. Ma'am, give me your driver's license.
You pulled right out in front of me.
Yeah, and when someone pulls in front of you because there's an emergency, you slow your rear end down and you stop.
Okay, these
have
are
you
not
ever
cars.
Had someone have an emergency?
These are not
and
cars.
Pull in front of you.
These are not cars. They don't stop on a dime.
It doesn't matter. You have to be far enough behind.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the whole.
You should have picked up my trash bin. big boy.
I picked up your trash.
No, you didn't. You want to go see what you left?
I left the carpeting and the
You're supposed to pick up everything.
No, nope, four bags.
Yeah.
That you're serving
oh,
before.
You are in so much
and
deep
last
crap.
Week
well,
I
you wait
up
till
more
your boss tells you what you got to pick up.
He's on his way here too,
You
man.
Think you get to decide what you pick up and what
nope,
you don't?
No, it's what you ordered.
You little twerp.
It's what you ordered.
You little twerp. I know what I ordered.
Okay.
And you're going to pay.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. You like your job? You like it?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, well, good luck, because you ain't going to have it past today, baby.
Don't roll up the window. It's just getting good.
You could have really hurt me. You know that? You're in this big vehicle, and you come slamming into my rear end? You could have just killed me, man. You are a big, big dude.
Here's the thing. Typically, if a car rear-ends you, it's the person who rear-ends you. It's their fault, right? But he is in a garbage truck, and they don't stop very quickly. But I guess that means that the woman's kind of right in that, you know, you're supposed to be far enough back that you'll be able to brake. I don't know exactly what this woman did, if she pulled out in front of him and then abruptly stopped or what.
Surprised you ain't pissing your pants already.
I'm not, because it's all on video.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for videos. Yeah! When someone has an emergency and they pull in front of you, you slow down and you stop, boy.
I tried to slow down.
You didn't try hard enough, baby.
Please yeah. Don't stop.
You slammed into the back.
If there's an emergency, don't pull out in front of someone and these stop immediately.
Don't stop on
well,
a dime.
Well, you should
man.
Know that. You should have picked
you
up
didn't
my trash.
Give me time. You didn't give me time.
You should have done your job, baby.
I picked
but
up
you
all
didn't.
Your trash.
And after today, you ain't going to have it.
She's really going. There's two arguments she's making here. She can't get past this thing where he left the carpet. Is that what the emergency was? Is that why she pulled out in front of him like, stop! You forgot to take my carpet!
I picked up all your trash.
Yeah, we'll
is
see.
It really worth?
We'll
is
see.
Trash
oh,
really
it's worth
it?
Every penny, baby, because I've been working with you with your rear end for weeks.
Is it worth getting in an
I
accident?
Told you what you were supposed to do. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Okay.
Like a damn Ooh. Child.
All right.
And you can't even follow instructions.
Why don't you go back?
How
to
old are you?
Why don't you go back
to Baba baby, Baba baby. Da, 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 da.
She's definitely the more emotional one here. You'd think he'd be a little emotional. You know, his job's on the line, and he doesn't know the alphabet, apparently.
You blew it, baby. You should have picked up my trash. That's all you had to do was follow instructions.
I picked
but
up your trash.
But you couldn't handle it.
I picked up your
you
trash.
You left some padding, and you left some cat litter. And you know what? Now you're going to pay, baby.
She sounds like a WWE wrestler. You're going to pay, baby. Woo! Me and Ric Flair, we're going to take you down. You just wait until SummerSlam.
Let me
Woo!
Take this to the universe. And you go to a customer's garbage cans and they got five bags. Then you charge them for one extra. But you got enough common sense to pick the sucker up. This guy ain't got no common sense.
I don't know all the rules when it comes to collecting garbage. I mean, she kind of makes sense. Like, just pick up all the garbage and charge someone. But I'm sure there are people who will be like, no, I only put out four bags. There wasn't five bags there, you know, when they get the bill. I don't know what... I've never heard of limits either. I just put out whatever trash I have and they pick it up. Maybe it's because I rent a house. I don't own a place.
Four bags.
Maybe
my... You were only supposed to have four bags.
Oh. Guys, she's clucking. She's officially lost it. Oh, now she's rolling.
No! I'm so scared! Yeah, you better be scared.
Now, she threw herself onto the grass on the side of the road and started rolling around. That's after she was clucking like a chicken.
This ain't nothing yet.
I hope this is admissible in court, because not only is this damning to her case, but she might actually wind up in a mental ward.
I want the officer to know that you hit the back of my van and refused to give me your personal information. Ain't right.
Well, now you just probably put a dent in his truck by slamming it. She can't stand still either. She keeps walking around the road.
Can I do it now? Or do I have to? I gotta wait. Oh, shoot. Oh, let me do this guy first when I can, all right? Thank you. Yeah!
I think she's talking
to... My first kill!
She's talking to Jesus, threatening to kill this man. Why? Because her carpet was left.
I gotta wait. This guy's a... How shall I put it? A pussy?
I'm fascinated. This is so weird. This is such weird behavior. And then again, she makes a circle. She walks around in a circle over and over. And then she'll go to the truck and say something. Then go back to the road and walk around in a circle. It's like shit my dog does. Like, he gets all excited to see me, and then it has to, like, walk around the coffee table. And then it comes back up to me, wants me to pet it. The second I pet it, like, it walks away and walks around the table again. Comes back to me, and then walks around the table. All right, so there you go. That's pretty much the whole video. I need an update to this. If anyone has heard anything about this case, please let me know. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. A few MVP listeners right now to sign up and become true and honorable freaks over there at superfreaksideshow.com. That's DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus content. Tuesday, we did a mini program. Tomorrow, we've got a full length episode just for Sideshow members, another exclusive show. And then this weekend, I'm planning on doing another churdlet. Another mini program. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99 for a monthly, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly. It would be great if a couple people sign up for yearly memberships. My bank account is running on fumes, can you tell? That's when I really push the sideshow. Or how about a lifetime membership? Yes! A lifetime membership. Never have to worry about recurring charges. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. If you're already Sideshow members or you just want to support DV in a different way, we've got a Patreon account, which is very important because we're raising money to do some additional content like videos and other podcasts and stuff. Check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. You can, pledge a dollar or two a month, even more, and you get little rewards, and there are goals we're trying to reach. Check it out, patreon.com/distortedview. Just a couple ways to support this stupidity. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, organizers of a puppet festival. There's so many ways this story could go. Did someone get raped by a puppet? All right, organizers of a puppet fest. I'm crossing my fingers. Puppet festival in Verdun, I don't know, somewhere in Canada, maybe near Calgary, apologized after a song about prison rape was performed in front of many small children on a public stage over the weekend. Well, the parents should know, puppets aren't just for kids. The song, called Prison Bitch, was performed as part of the Marionettes Plain La Rue Festival. It was captured on video by St. Henry resident Roni Milo, 38, attending the performance with her 3-year-old son, husband, and mother-in-law. Milo shared the video on Facebook. Guess what? I have it here. You're my prison bitch. My prison bitch. I'll never say goodbye. You're not like the others. Too bad they had to die. That's how this song goes. Let's take prison a listen
bitch,
here.
You're prison bitch. You nymphomaniac.
Jimmy!
I really
It's so great because all you see is one little girl, like a 3-year-old, dancing to the song. Like, she's out there right by the little stage. It's like a tiny little thing, right? And then there's the marionettes up there. And then there's like a little girl just dancing around. Twirling around. She's going to be singing that the whole way home. Prison bitch, prison bitch. Mommy, you're my prison bitch.
Away, but
now I'm losing hope. Wow. God, I'm tired of picking up the soul. Bend over, prison bitch. Prison bitch. Turn out the lights, cause I can hardly wait. Prison bitch.
By the way, there is, like, you do see some people further off in the background, and they all seem like they're enjoying the song.
When I get out, I'm ready to go straight.
You're my prison bitch, my prison bitch. I'll never say goodbye.
All right, Milo said most of the show put on by the troupe wasn't inappropriate, but the prison bitch song seemed to come out of nowhere, as rape tends to do. The whole performance was more for adults, but there wasn't anything shocking or anything else of violent nature, she said, adding advisories should have been issued by the performers or at least by the festival to warn parents about content that could be deemed inappropriate. Yeah, I mean, if it is a family festival, it is kind of weird to be blaring a song called Prison Bitch without warning. The Facebook video racked up more than 15,000 views by Tuesday afternoon. Update, it's closer to 30,000 at this point. We're actually at like 26,700. It showed several children dancing around the stage while the song was being played. Milo said her son was too young to understand the song's message. Oh, really? A three-year-old doesn't understand what rape is? You're a bad parent. You're supposed to teach them these things. She said there were several children who were in the audience who could have been influenced by it. Yeah, rape sounds good. I want to be like the marionette. I want a prison bitch. My son's only three. He found the tune catchy, Milo said. I think older children would understand more and maybe walk away singing the song. It's disturbing. You know what? It's also pretty catchy. The festival organizer said the situation is the result of several errors that occurred, and as organizers, we have to assume the blame. We sincerely apologize that there was that this was uncomfortable for parents, and we're sorry we lacked vigilance about the content of the show. The statement went on to say that there will be better surveillance of the shows in the future, and that the situation won't happen again. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. You guys remember Ashley Madison? It was that website where you could sign, like, if you were married, you could sign up and have a discreet affair with someone who's, like, totally okay with you being married. And then, of course, in 2015, there was that awful, awful hack that revealed a lot of the user information, right? Well, we've got some new information about what life was like or is like for the previous members of Ashley Madison after all of their personal information went public. In the summer of 2015, a hacking team released the details of 35 million members of adulterous dating site Ashley Madison in one of the biggest data breaches ever seen. The result was what divorce lawyers were calling Christmas in September after the leak saw hundreds of relationships torn apart. All right, 35 million members and only hundreds of divorces. I'd say they did pretty well. The hack even led to several reports of suicides of members of the site who struggled to face life after their exposure. Now, a year after the controversial site was infiltrated by impact hackers, a new documentary has met the victims of the exposure. God damn it, the UK gets the best documentaries. This is going to air on Channel 4. I'm moving to England. That's all there is to it. Both customers of the site and their cheated partners are considered victims here. Tamsin Smith, an unmarried marketing consultant from Virginia, was one of the 35 million members seeking to have an affair using the dating site. Wait, you're unmarried? I don't think you understand what Ashley Madison was. Just go on Match.com. Save some money or plenty of fish or whatever. I mean, I'm guessing Ashley Madison was more expensive than the normal dating site. All right, so yes, Tamsin Smith was seeking to have an affair using the dating site. The site, which promises discreet relationships, is dedicated to people already in committed relationships or marriages. That attracted Tamsin, oh, that's a she, after she had spent her whole life shunning traditional relationships in favor of affairs. She says it was definitely geared more towards the afternoon delight kind of quick hookup. Oh, so she didn't want, like, any attachment issues. So, you know, kind of makes sense to just go after a married guy. You don't have to worry about him wanting to do a lot of non-sex stuff, right? Like going on dates in public. Like that won't happen if he's married, probably. Christopher Russell, who used the site to find, quote, like-minded women. I always like when people are on hookup sites and they're just like, yeah, I just use it to chat. I'm just a friendly person. I just want... okay, whatever. Especially fucking Ashley Madison. All right. He used the site to find like-minded women and agreed that the site had a casual appeal. Yeah, you're not going to find your future wife on Ashley Madison. You might find your current wife on Ashley Madison looking for additional dick to suck. He added, the big attraction to it was it's a hookup site. It's not a date. Everyone knows where they stand. Tamsin used the site in order to meet a variety of men, claiming she came across politicians, CEOs, and management, but reveals that though they may be brazen in their relationships, they could be shy online. They're good guys. She said, initially, men are very hesitant to make the first move. When we start talking, they want to find out, are you real, and do you really live in the United States? Then, once you start talking, inevitably, men have this sensational desire to send you dick pics. Sometimes, it's even the first picture. You don't even know what their face looks like. That means their best attribute is their dick. Like, their dick is better than their face if they send you the dick pic first. All right, look. This is all well and good, but I want to hear about how people's lives were destroyed. I think I found that part of the news story here, the part I'm interested in. In 2012, several years before the hack, Jim, not his real name, from Idaho, received some messages on his phone after one of his wife's accountants accidentally networked to his cell. I don't even understand what that means. I started getting emails and text messages between my wife and another guy, with her telling him, I'm going to start a fight with my husband, trying to find some way to meet up with the guy. And I threw up, he said. Stuff you can never unknow. You can never unsee. There was a video someone sent me, and it was her having sex. After accessing further messages, Jim discovered that his wife had affairs with no less than 6 different men through Ashley Madison. It's like a drug, and you're addicted, and you just want more. You want that adrenaline. You want that feeling. That's the only way I can think of it. Jim and his then-wife have 5 children, and he desperately tried to keep the family together. He said, I have kids. I did not want to raise them with a broken home. I felt like it was my fault. I felt responsible. Inadequate. Tiny dick. I just tried... Premature ejaculator. I just tried talking to her and explaining, you know I love you. We have 5 kids. Let's not destroy the family. Wow, he's such the woman in this relationship. Like, usually, like, if a guy cheats, it might be the woman who's like, oh, we can, you know, we can work on it. But he really wanted to keep this bitch. All right, eventually the cracks in their relationship led to the couple divorcing shortly after. It took a long time before I stopped getting nauseous. I had to physically withdraw from Ashley Madison until the hack. What? Why was he on Ashley Madison? I guess just, like, keeping tabs on her. That was a good day, he said. I guess the hack? I don't know. CEO Noel Biederman eventually stepped down from his post at Avid Media, which I guess is the parent company of Ashley Madison. But to this day, police investigating the case still don't know who was behind the hack. So there you go. If you want to hear more about this Ashley Madison disaster and you live in the UK, there's a Channel 4 documentary airing soon. And finally, today, freaks, as if today's stupid program wasn't dumb enough. The owner of a haunted pub, you heard that right, has slammed a Chinese artist who claims that he bottled up the infamous ghost and stole it. Lu Pingyong says he captured the ghost of James Stanley, who's famous for supposedly haunting Ye Old Man in Bolton over there in the UK. The artist claims to have bottled up the specter, which is now on display at the Center for Chinese Contemporary Art in Manchester. So fascinated by the ghost was Pingyong that he traveled all the way from Shanghai to Greater Manchester to steal it. He says he followed the phantom into the bathroom, because that's where the ghost liked to hang out. The toilets. He was an old gay ghost looking for glory holes. That's how he died, sucking dick, I think. All right, he says he followed the phantom into the pub's bathroom before performing an incantation to trap it. I was totally captivated by the legend that the ghost remained in the human world long after his decapitation, Pingyong explains. But now, pub owner Richard Greenwood wants Stanley the ghost back. He's missing his spirit buddy and is determined to see it returned. This is so dumb. And this was, like, kind of posted on a reputable news. It's not like The Onion, you know, it's like a real news website. The landlord of Ye Old Man has penned a moving letter to Pingyong, I would like to have been privy to your action and indeed to the exhibition before the ghost of James Stanley was taken out of Bolton. His ties to the town and to ye old man run very deeply, writes Greenwood. I feel very strongly that James Stanley's ghost should remain in Bolton and at ye old man to preserve the natural order of things. That said, I do believe that your exhibit should travel and be seen by many people around the world, and I would like to contribute to this as long as at the end it returns home. Pignon is said to have become captivated by the ghost of Stanley after seeing video footage from 2014. The pub dates back to 1251, oh my god, and it's the fourth oldest pub in Britain. It's reputedly haunted by the 7th Earl of Derby, James Stanley. Stanley was a royalist whose family originally owned the inn. History suggests that the nobleman spent the last hours of his life before he was beheaded over there in 1651 towards the end of the Civil War. How did this Chinaman, how did this Chinese dude capture the ghost? Can't just bottle up a spirit. Like, how did he do this? The chair the James Stanley sat in before he was taken outside and executed is still in the pub to this day. And, you know, this James Stanley guy, this was his pub. He probably wants to be at the pub. You know, he doesn't want to be rolling around art exhibits and stuff. You're just going to make him more angry.
Halloween and don't go trick-or-treating anymore, but all girls need to get up and go buy us a costume. And the costume I am choosing to stand in vagina power in is a pilot. See, y'all got to be a pilot over the pussy, y'all. Y'all got to be the pussy police, because we got to be the pilot over the pussy. Salute the vagina. I'm Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm a vampire. I'm a very polite vampire.
She's not a Christian. In Jesus' name, I pray. They will be on my prayer list for the day I die. Don't stay in my house if you're dork status. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, and you're just like, ah! I'm sorry. Those don't exist.
All right, a little Ghostbusters mashup, courtesy of Corey. Thank you so much. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Once again, love to hear from you guys, 206-666-4463, especially if you're a new listener or haven't called in a long time, if you have something to say, even if it's just to say hi, love to hear from you. And don't forget, we've got a Patreon-exclusive voicemail line. Cut through all the bullshit. You know, I'm about a month and a half behind on these voicemails. Not quite. Actually, about a month behind on the voicemails. If you call into the Patreon line, if you are, you know, if you pledge a couple dollars to our Patreon thing, you get access to a special phone number you can call, cut through the line. Like these idiots, these guys just called in today, as a matter of fact. So they're going to talk about timely things, stuff that I'll remember.
It's LeBaron. I'm calling while driving, so I don't know how good the audio is going to be because your Patreon voicemail line doesn't have a playback thing, so I can't listen to myself before this.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that. That seems to be a real issue because now people are leaving like 7 messages in a row because they can't figure out how to talk properly.
So you freaks will have to endure it for me.
I'm at the switch services, I think.
Anyway, I'm calling for very important soda news. Not soda news, but like soda opinion update. You know, because everyone cares about that. Okay, so Baja Black.
People love LeBaron. I'm so happy he's a Patreon freak, so he can call in even more.
Probably the most important soda for me, Because, and I am, like, I was saying for months, oh, there's no way Baja Blast is going to lose. I love it. A, I love it. I'm, like, addicted to the shit. And B, Baja Blast is the most important mixer that I have in my arsenal. So, so it's probably the greatest drink, alcoholic drink you can have. There's this, like, distilled berry vodka called Kinky.
Wow.
K-I-N-K-Y.
You like them faggot drinks, don't you?
That, equal parts that and Baja Blast.
Sure, it's good.
Just so good.
Sounds like it would be really super sweet, though.
And now I can't get Baja Blast.
Ecto Cooler, I think, is a good mixer as well with vodka.
Pitch Black one. Now, I'm sure, you know, it's all just sugar water, so I'm sure my whining is not appreciated, but I just...
Well, no, it is appreciated because I'm a big soda nerd, too. I feel your pain, you know. For those of you that don't know, Mountain Dew was having a contest. They pitted Baja Blast against Pitch Black, and they had people vote on which flavor was going to remain on the store shelves permanently. Pitch Black won. So now you can only get Baja Blast once again at Toxic Hell.
Hey, Tim, it's the Decoy Jew. Apparently your mind is blown by people who like the idea of pulp in their orange juice.
Yes, it's disgusting and wrong.
I'm one of those people. So
Why? What other drink out there has floaters in them? And if there are, it's a bad thing. You're like, oh, take that back. I don't want that. There's things floating in my drink.
I'm going to try to break it down for you in a way you can understand. So you know oranges, right?
I am aware of oranges.
They're mostly made of the liquidy part that we would call the juice. And the rest of the orange that you're eating is what becomes the fucking pulp in orange juice, Tim. It's the same goddamn thing. You're just drinking a liquid fucking orange.
I don't care. That's not... figure out some way to make that part liquid.
But
at least smoother. You know what I mean? I like smoothies. I don't care if it's a thick drink or a watery drink. I just don't like things floating in my mouth. Little pieces of stuff.
Sell some plus-size adult diapers and a fucking rattler, Tim.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? When I obviously have the right opinion about everything, and you're wrong!
Happy birthday, faggot!
Hi.
So Melania Trump copied that dude's speech, right?
Well, no, the dude... Do you think he called Michelle Obama a dude?
So Melania Trump copied that dude's speech, right? Well, let's not forget how Obama back in 2007 copied multiple speeches totaling 1,500 words. And also, let's not forget how the left is now spreading naked pictures of his wife all over the internet.
All right, well, first of all, she posed for them. They were, like, public pictures, so you can't get angry about these things surfacing.
And now fucking...
And also, I don't know about this Obama thing. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Was he quoting... There's a difference between quoting something and, like, plagiarizing.
Pictures of his wife all over the internet.
But, I mean, who knows? Maybe Obama did steal a speech.
And now fuck...
He's black. It's in their blood, right? Am I right?
Fucking... They're dragging this con's dead son who was like an army captain through the fucking political muck now from Hillary. Of course the fucking Muslim chick didn't speak. She'll probably get beat. I don't think she's released any press statements. I know she's wrote out letters because...
Wow, you're pretty far up Trump's ass, aren't you? Because you're kind of parroting everything he was saying, like in his tweets. Like, I don't even think she can speak. Was she allowed to speak? I'm just asking question. When, like, she was totally interviewed. Like, she spoke many times, but she was sad about her kid dying. She didn't want to talk because she was going to cry or something.
Statements. I know she's wrote out letters because she's not allowed to talk because she's a Muslim. All right, Tim. Both sides are fucking gay, and you're gay for pretending you have a moral high ground.
I do have the moral high ground.
Jagoo.
I'm right about everything, including orange juice pulp.
Hey, Tim, it is Sir Roivus.
That's going to be my platform when I run for president.
First off, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Second off, I'm currently unemployed, so I've been got a lot of free time, and I've been playing that new Pokemon Go game. And I've been getting a lot of shit for it from everybody.
Why? Just, it's like super popular, right?
Because, you know.
Especially a month ago.
I'm playing Pokemon Go and I'm an adult.
Oh, whatever.
But so far, I mean...
Adults have jobs. Ha ha!
And return two lost dogs.
That's so dumb. Like, you shouldn't be playing that. You're an adult. Well, what? Adults can't have fun? We fucking work 8 hours a day. Why can't we blow up a little steam playing games?
Return two lost dogs.
God, fuck.
Keep a drunk kid from getting mugged. And subdue a homeless person attempting to stab everyone around them because apparently we all stole from his trash fort while he was taking a piss around the corner. Cops are currently coming to go pick him up.
This is all stuff you discovered while playing Pokemon Go. You're probably going to get killed playing that game.
Chaboo!
Dangerous.
Ooh, Timmy Boo. Newest Sideshow member here, Tony Proles.
Yay!
And,
Does that sound condescending?
You know,
not supposed to. I just can't help. I can't sound any other way.
You know,
I'm always sarcastic. No, thank you so much for being a Sideshow member. I appreciate it.
I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you actually gave me the username Tony Prolapse because I was listening to your show. I'm blanking on the date. But
I dubbed the Tony Prolapse.
You were talking about Tony Hawk. And then shortly after, there were those three lesbians who had to make themselves prolapse.
Every episode of Distorted View Daily is chock full of treats like that. Tony Hawk and prolapses.
Yeah,
what other podcast are you going to hear that?
Put Tony in prolapse?
What a mashup.
I've been listening for years. I finally broke up with a cunt feminist. So
these feminists are going to be my downfall. These SJWs are going to be the downfall of Distorted View Daily if we don't do something about it.
Yeah. She wasn't a big fan of Distorted View, so...
See what happens? The feminist keeping her boyfriend from listening and enjoying DV, and more importantly, signing up for the Sideshow. He had to kick her to the curb. Kick her cunt to the curb.
Before he could sign up. That cunt broke up, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to be a Sideshow member.
I don't like the way this country's heading. We need to make America great again.
After Timmy names.
I'm with that guy who calls me faggot all the time. I'm voting for Trump.
Username. So, look at that. You did the work all on your own.
Thank you
so proud.
Oh. Well, now you sound condescending. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. He's in. Oh, God. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive one. So if you're not a Sideshow member, you're going to miss out. No DV for you. And you're going to be very, very sad about that. So rectify that situation. Sign up for the Sideshow so you catch tomorrow's program. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Goodbye, everybody.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like. I am 11 years old in the 6th grade in New Mexico. Please PM me if I'm on Yahoo Chat. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.